ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ
ॐ मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्ट अस बोथ। May Brahman bestow upon us both the fruit of knowledge. May we both obtain the energy to acquire knowledge. May what we both study reveal the truth. May we cherish no ill feeling toward each other. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all.
So we were studying in our last class the structure of the Vijnanamaya Kosha. I ended the talk. There are marvelous things to be spoken of. When we find someone has gone mad, insane, which kosha is working? People say in the modern Western psychological language, he is mentally gone awry. Mad means mental problem. But it is also, that is also true, but Vedanta analyzes the structure of the mind into various ways. And we have seen something very, very, very marvelous. What should be the structure of the mind and what is the structure of especially our minds? We have seen that a person who follows the instructions of the Vedas, tasya yajureva shiraha, दक्षिण पक्ष सामोत्तर पक्ष आदेश आत्मा अथर्वंगी रस पुच्छं प्रतिष्ठा। दैट शुड बी द आइडियल स्ट्रक्चर ऑफ द माइंड। बट नो, नॉट इज इट इज नॉट सो। बट अकॉर्डिंग टू वेदांत द फंक्शन ऑफ द माइंड इज थिंकिंग ऑफ प्रोस एंड कॉन्स, नॉट एबल टू डिसाइड. Therefore, the manomaya cannot be producing insanity or madness. What produces then? It is the vijnanamaya kosha, intellect. How come? Because when a person decides, this person is looking at me in a peculiar way. He is thinking of killing me. He is running after me. He is walking towards me. And his laughter is, he is mocking me. Everything is misinterpreted. Earlier there is a doubt. Is he laughing at me? Or is he laughing at somebody else? Or laughing because he heard a joke or something? No, this person is convinced. I am the target. Not only one person is a target. For a madcap, practically everybody is running after me, to kill me, to harm me, to rob me. And this is the structure. A madcap doubts everything, everybody. That means he lost faith in his own self. And what is the very structure of the intellect? Shraddha. What is the head? What is the most important part? That is Shraddha. Then rhythm. He understood correctly what the Vedas teach, then he tries his level best to put into practice what he believes to be the real injunctions, instructions of the Vedas. And instructions, as we know, are consisting of two parts, vidhi as well as nishedha. And he has to keep a witnessing eye. That's what Sri Ramakrishna used to keep an eye. Am I really doing what I am supposed to do? Am I playing at doing these things? Or am I serious about it? And then he had a vision. A sannyasi with a trident in his hands. He said, if your mind strays from the truth, from the Divine Mother, I will pierce you with this trident Trishula. You see, until he became one with the goal, he kept a watchful eye. But this fellow also has a watchful eye only, this madcap. But he's thinking, he is cocksure, 100% sure. You see, the way that person is looking at me, so there is some bad motive behind him. I am only describing the negative side of it. But the positive side, I will never tell any untruth. I will not deliberately, consciously lead a person, mislead a person into thinking something else. Because this person is not having Shraddha, because this person, Shraddha was possessing this person. This person doesn't control Shraddha. Shraddha controls this person. Where do we get it? Shraddha Avivesha, Nikatopanishad. Shraddha possessed Nachiketa. He can't do anything. Vyakulata possessed Sri Ramakrishna. He can't do anything. Restlessness possessed Narendranath. He said, I ran like a mad person. Everything seemed to be absolutely meaningless. And as I was running, I did not notice. Sometimes I ran into haystacks. My body was covered with a lot of hay, etc. And when he reached Dakshineswar, Sri Ramakrishna knew as if he did not know. He would talk like that. So, why are you so restless? Why can't you finish your studies, pass the examinations? He was only testing Narendranath. Then a beautiful reply was given by Narendranath. If only I can get a medicine to forget whatever I have learnt, because whatever I have learnt is wrong learning. It did not teach me that God realization is the only goal of life. So, what are we talking about? That it is the vijnanam, it is the intellectual sheath that finally makes a firm decision. There is no wavering, there is no cogitation. It says either it takes a decision for good or for evil, whatever it is. Here we are talking not about ordinary people becoming mad, but great spiritual sadhakas becoming mad after God. Pagal. Radha became pagal, running after Krishna. Krishna also became pagal, running after Radha. Theirs is not any ordinary love. Gopis were mad. They just discarded everything. They threw away worldly conventions and tried their best to run away, to reach Krishna as soon as possible. Some gopis were caught by their relatives, but they could not go. Some of them, before the relatives could react, they ran. Some, like madcap, madness gives tremendous energy. They were mad. Gopis were mad. Sri Ramakrishna refers to it again and again. Mad for Krishna. Sri Ramakrishna himself became mad for Krishna, for Divine Mother, for everything. And people actually labeled him, he is madcap. Of course, from their point of view, it is pure madness. From a spiritual point of view, the whole world is mad. Sri Ramakrishna made very great pun. He was a very intelligent person. Somebody called him mad to his face. Sri Ramakrishna said, yes, only am I only the only person who is mad? No, the whole world is mad. But I know my madness is far, far superior to everybody's madness. Why? Because I am so happy. Whereas everyone of other worldly people who are mad, they are not at all happy. They become violent, mad people also. Peculiar rationality will be there. They can defy the whole world's logic. They can justify whatever they are doing. And it is not possible to convince them. Sometimes, why sometimes? Many times, we commit the mistake when we come to know the other person is arguing in an irrational manner, illogical manner. Then we try, don't you see, this is the matter. How can they see? They were convinced you are mad, and whatever you utter is pure madness. Madness means irrational, unacceptable, unreasonable, uncommonsensical, etc. So, we have seen briefly, but I only wanted to add a few things. But just briefly, we will go through it. Vijnanam yajnam tanute. So, what is the nature of this? Vijnanamaya kosha. It is because of this. So, we will come to the explanation. Karmani tanute picha. Vijnanam devaha sarve brahmajyastam upasate. Vijnanam brahmachet veda tasmat chet na pramadyati. Sharire papmano hitva. Sarvan kaman samushnuta iti. Tasyesha eva sharira atma. Yah purvasya. Something marvelous happens here. We will see about it. So what is it? Vijnanam yajnam tanute. What happens if this person wants to put into practice all the yajnas, yagas, the worships as commanded by the scriptures? His intellect has developed 100% faith. This will give me the result. So whatever yajnas you do is all because the intellect decides without the least bit of doubt. This is the only thing that has to be done. But it is not only the religious or spiritual activities, even so-called worldly activities. What shall I eat? What time shall I eat? And what type of food shall I eat? Then how do I structure my whole life? That is called karmani tanute picha. And then this person, whatever he does, is the best way of discharging every duty, because he is convinced. And not only that, when a person is convinced, this is wonderful, he derives tremendous bliss from it. Have you noticed it? Supposing you understand, this book is a marvelous book. Your intellect convinces you. It doesn't matter which book it is. It convinces you, this is a book which is going to give me tremendous joy. Once you are convinced and you start reading the book, you start experiencing so much of joy. Now, try to analyze this and say, when I am experiencing this joy, is it because the book itself is the instrument to give me that joy, or because my intellect decided? I hope you are trying to get, or I hope I am able to convey my understanding to you. Suppose there is a person and he fell in love with a prostitute, and he is convinced this prostitute really loves me. This is not mere example. So many real life incidents are there. And in towards the end of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, we get the story of Ravindra, who just came quarreling with a prostitute. He was convinced that he loved her. There was no doubt about it. But he thought, his intellect convinced him, this lady doesn't love anybody else. So with that fond hope, he ran towards her house. And he was shocked because she was entertaining another client, customer. And he became so angry. The reaction has come. And so he wanted to run away. But the lady understand, this is a milch cow. Very good milk can be got from this. Because the Ravindra was a man of quite moderate means. So from her view, a lost customer is a loss of business. So she started pulling him towards, maybe telling so many excuses, we have no explanations, or M did not give after hearing at the Paranagar Mutt. And then his cloth, wearing cloth, was torn in half. In that condition he came. But then, you know what? This Ravindra was loved by Sri Ramakrishna. And whosoever is loved by Sri Ramakrishna, whatever he may be, he is going to be completely taken care of. And once Ramakrishna decides to love somebody, and I don't say whom he doesn't love, but the devotee also reacts towards that love and wants to be pulled towards Ramakrishna, that devotee is sure to be saved, no doubt about it. So that drama you can read in the appendix to the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Is the only one? There was another devotee who was addicted to this public woman, and some years after Sri Ramakrishna's passing away, that person also, because of this maya, he ran to a prostitute's house, and probably it was upstairs or something. As he climbed these stairs, in front of her door, what did he see? He saw Sri Ramakrishna looking at him piteously, and seeing Sri Ramakrishna there, this man fled away. We don't know the, what is called, posthumous story. Did he conquer lust? Did he become converted? Or was it a temporary, shameful reaction of shame? We don't know anything about it. But that shows, even after receiving the grace of God, one can fall down, and that is the real story. Most of the people, and they were all householders, not one single sannyasin was there on 1st January 1886. Almost all of them have fallen down. How do we know? Because they quarreled with the disciples, and this very nephew of Sri Ramakrishna, Ram Lal Dada, later on, he might have reformed, I am not sure about it, but very piteous type of story. He defied his own uncle, even after being blessed, about Holy Mother. Those details you can see in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. So, I don't know, towards the end, when he became old, whether he had become converted, we don't know. But the direct disciples, because of his relationship with Sri Ramakrishna, became very reverential. But whether any real change has come, I do not know. Anyway, so God is ready to bestow His grace. Are we ready to receive it? What does it mean to receive it? I run towards Him and He touches me, and then temporarily I have some experience. That is not real reception. Real reception is, has any transformation taken place? Have I crossed my old state and moved forward towards God? Did my character change? Did I become less attached to the world and more attracted to God? All these things we have to analyze and find out. So, intellect endowed with Shraddha, that is being described here. Vijnanam devaha sarve brahma jaishtam upasate. So, Brahma here means Hiranyagarbha. He is called Jeshtha. Jeshtha means whoever was earlier. Jeshtha Bhrata, Pitru Sama. So, our eldest brother, first he came, after that we came. So, that eldest, elder, we say, before we arrived, they were already there. So, before this creation started, who was there? Hiranyagarbha was there. Hiranyagarbha only had become both the minds or sukshma sharira as well as the sthola sharira, the entire universe. So everybody, they worships Vijnanam, because true intellect endowed with Shraddha inevitably leads a person towards more ananda. After all, what we want is ananda only. Even if God grants us that you will live a long time, we don't want to live any longer, not even a second, if we lose all hope of being happy, being joyful. So, Vijnanam Brahma Chayat Veda. Everybody should know is Vijnanam, intellect, is the most important instrument, and it should be equated with Brahma. That means what? Surrender. Let us surrender ourselves. O Lord, I do not know what is good, what is evil. That's why Sri Ramakrishna had prayed, Mother, here is your good, here is your evil. Here is your dharma, here is your adharma. Here is your happiness, here is your unhappiness. Grant me shelter at your lotus feet. You take care of me. And that is the true meaning of Vijnanam Brahmaced Veda. And Bhagavan Krishna also affirms, confirms it in the Gita, says upon whomsoever I want to bestow my grace, because I am pleased with their sincerity. What do I do? So buddhim dadami buddhiyogam. Buddhiyogam dadamyaham. I grant them right understanding. And once right understanding comes, everything will be right only. Therefore, vijnanam should be contemplated as Brahma himself, God himself. In short, you surrender yourself. And this is the essence of Gayatri Mantra. What is that Gayatri Mantra? Dhiyo Yonaha Prachodaya. What comes earlier? First, intellectual understanding that I must surrender to God. That is the meaning of the first 8 letters, first pada of Gayatri Mantra. And then I am convinced I cannot get this right understanding unless I surrender myself at the feet of the Divine Lord. So then only I try. Once I am convinced, I have no option but to try to surrender. I cannot rest without surrendering myself. And once I surrender myself, I become convinced. I have offered my everything to Him or to the Divine Mother, and then she will guide me, she will take care of me. Sharanagata dinartha paritrana parayane sarvasya arti hare devi narayane namostute. The mother is waiting. When is my child going back? Come running into my arms. I have prepared everything for his enjoyment. I want him to enjoy everything. He is totally immersed himself in play. So when the child comes, what joy will be there in the mother's heart. And if an ordinary mother can get so much of joy, what to speak of the Divine Mother who is the embodiment of infinite joy. And Vijnanam Brahmachet Veda. If somebody succeeds in this contemplation called Upasana, that my intellect is completely ruled over by Brahman, Hiranmaya. Because who is this Hiranyagarbha? He is the embodiment of all wisdom, pure knowledge. He knows what is right, when it is right, how much it is right. He knows, he will guide. Then what happens? One should not deviate from that conviction. Tasmache na pramadyati. One should not deviate. That means one should have that yoga atma. We have seen earlier. Yoga means what? Keep an eye. Am I only talking or am I really doing it? Am I getting transformed? And we can understand whether we are progressing or not. If we are progressing, we become purer people. We become more people with more right knowledge, and the inevitable result will be our life will be one of bliss, continuous, unbroken bliss. Whatever may be the body, whatever may be the external circumstances. That is why when Yudhishthira entered into hell, not only he became endowed with happiness, he filled the whole Naraka. People were suffering terribly. And the moment Yudhishthira entered, there were cries. What is this? What is this? How is it we are so relieved? Just like a person walking for hours together in unbearably hot sun, and he reaches a place which is air-conditioned, where cool drinks are awaiting. The moment he sits there and takes up the cool drink, how does he feel? So that is the experience of not only Yudhishthira, but because of his very presence, even the people suffering so long. Ah, what a relief, what a relief. Blessed be the person who brought about this change. Such is the glory of righteous people. Tasmat chet na pramadyati. If a person is watchful and never deviates, never, that means never entertains, cherishes the feeling, I achieved everything by my own effort. No, it is all yadevi sarvabhuteshu buddhi rupena samsthita chetanetya vidiyate. So, shakti rupena samsthita. Everything is the Divine Mother. What happens? His attachment to the body, it completely departs. That means that body becomes pure. It will never commit, not even think remotely, even for a millisecond, of any thoughts of sin. Only the good, the benefit, the welfare of the entire world. So, papmano hitva, he will be completely free from all papas. And as soon as that happens, what happens? Sarvan kaman samashnuta iti. Every desire will be fulfilled. But I want to eat sweet, immediately sweets are present. I want to bathe in cooling water. Immediately he finds himself in a perfumed cooling pool. No, what it means is that just he feels one with the ananda. Therefore, no desires. Desire means limitation. Sarvan kaman samashnuta. Where? Not only in this world, but even after he is passing away, he attains higher worlds and he will only experience bliss, oh bliss. Nothing else is there. But is this the end of the story? No. Even this Vijnanamaya kosha is a kosha. Kosha means limitedness. Limited means simply, kosha means that which depends upon somebody else, which is not a master of itself. It is a master of Annamaya, Pranamaya and Manomaya, but not of Anandamaya. Anandamaya is the master of Vijnanamaya. So that which is limited and everything that is limited is dependent upon something unlimited or something subtler than itself. That is the essence of kosha. Kosha means limit. But as we have seen, the outermost kosha is most limited. Pranamaya kosha is less limited. Manomaya even less limited. Vijnanamaya even still less. But still it is limited only. And then this, how does you know? When a person contemplates this Vijnanamaya kosha, the highest kosha, that is what is called Brahma. Brahma means that is the highest reality. Vijnanamaya kosha is the highest reality. When a person contemplates, then he reaches the topmost of this mountain called Vijnanamaya kosha. And to his delight or shock, he finds there is another subtler, more pervasive and filled with more bliss. Some other kosha is there. And this Vijnanamaya kosha is filled with that Anandamaya kosha. And that Anandamaya kosha is the controller of Vijnanamaya kosha. And Vijnanamaya kosha in its turn is the controller of Manomaya. And Manomaya is the controller of Pranamaya. Pranamaya is the controller of the Annamaya, etc. Then, naturally, this person becomes terribly restless. I must become one with this Anandamaya kosha. That is my next goal. So he comes out and then he starts contemplating. So this person was very happy, comparatively happy. But then he understands that this is not the end of the affair. So if he has got some desires, he will be filled with ananda. But if he says, I don't want any of my desires to be fulfilled, I want to move nearer to Brahman, nearer to God. God realization is the only goal of my life. Then what happens? He becomes strongly pulled like huge magnet as an iron filing starts moving nearer a magnetic hill, as Ramakrishna describes, it becomes helpless. It is inevitably drawn to that magnetic hill. So this person, now as soon as he perceives there is another kosha, which is interior, which is subtler, and which is more pervasive, and filled with more ananda, immediately he jumps as it were. Sri Ramakrishna describes this state. Once four friends were traveling, and then they came across an enclosed space, and from within the sounds were coming of joy, of indescribable ananda, happiness, bliss, joy. And they became curious because they can't see anything. So one of them procured a ladder. I will tell you what is going to happen, what is happening inside. He climbed and he could not, the moment he saw, he forgot everybody, everything, and jumped within. So one after the other, three friends have jumped. But then the fourth one, he became very eager. He reached the top and he glimpsed. But he felt pity for those people who were suffering so much. Surrounding everybody who is suffering so much, because Annamaya is suffering, Pranamaya is suffering, Manomaya is suffering, Vijnanamaya is suffering, including Anandamaya is also suffering. But then, let me inform the other people, there is a place. If only they can enter into it, their life will be filled with bliss. So, even though he himself felt like jumping like the other three, but he could not, because he was specially born for Dharma Sthapana. Dharma Sthapana means Ananda Sthapana. Sachid Ananda Sthapana. That is called Dharma Sthapana. Dharma means our real nature, innate nature. Each soul is potentially divine. That is what we have to understand. So having practiced Vijnanamaya Upasana and the mind is becoming more and more refined, with Pranamaya it became more refined, with Manomaya, with identification with Manomaya, it became even more refined, and with identification with the Vijnanamaya, it became even more refined, and the more the mind becomes refined, pure, the more chit will be reflected. But it is all reflected ananda only, not real ananda. Until he becomes one with Brahman, it is only reflected ananda. So now, since this person has reached the very peak of this Vijnanamaya Kosha, now the Upanishad says, my child, now you are ready. When Satyakamaja Bala was ready, the fire taught him something. And he must have practiced. We have seen earlier when we are studying, not that next day the higher state is taught to him. No. So he must have contemplated. He must have become one with it. Then he was ready for the next step. Next step was shown. Then he was ready for the next step. He was shown. By the time before he reached his Gurukula, so he became completely a knower of Brahman, which was only confirmed by his human guru. Similar the story of Upakosala also. So here they are coming, Tasmadva Etasmat Vijnanamaya. The Upanishad, that means the guru. The guru is nothing but representation of the Upanishad. He says, my child, you have reached here, but this is not the end. Sri Ramakrishna tells a most beautiful story. It is not a story, it is a parable. An ordinary person wanted to see the king, which he never got to see earlier. So, some person who knew the king and who is capable of taking others, so he arranged, so he took him to the royal palace, and at each door there were guards. And every guard was so splendidly attired that this person thought, this must be the king. No, no, I am not the king, I am only the guard. So he was conducted inside. The more inner chambers he was coming to, the more splendor grew. And then finally he started, neti, neti, not this, not this, not this, not this. And finally he entered. And then he did not ask. He did not ask because he knew instinctively no other person can be compared. When we come into the presence of Brahman, we don't need to ask, is there any proof that you are Brahman? Instinctively, we know. How do we know? Because we become, as soon as the iron filing comes to the magnetic hill, it becomes one with the magnetic hill. That is the pull, the power of the magnetic hill. So the Upanishad is declaring that this is not the final, but you are coming. You are very near. You are only another one step. After that only comes the roof. So, tasmadva etasmad vijnanamayat. So, interior, subtler, more pervasive than this vijnanamaya kosha, which you already know. Anyaha, different from it. Antaraha, which is inside, which has filled, because of which vijnanamaya kosha is functioning. And what is the name of this last kosha? Anandamayaha. So, now that last sheath, and that is also a sheath. And why it is a sheath, we are going to talk about it. So, this person, he has to come to this Anandamaya Atma. And this Anandamaya kosha, being the innermost content, fills the Vijnanamaya container and thus borrows its human shape from Vijnanamaya. Remember, Vijnanamaya borrowed its human shape from Manomaya. Manomaya borrowed it from Pranamaya. Pranamaya borrowed it from Annamaya. Annamaya borrowed it from Annamaya, did not borrow, need not borrow. It has got a concrete human shape. The other, why? For contemplation, ease of contemplation. We need certain idea how to worship Brahman. Brahman has no name, no form, therefore no name, no quality, and therefore we have to be instructed, oh, this is how you will meditate. It could be Kali, it could be Rama, etc., etc. Now, the Upanishad describes its five limbs because it also is a kosha. It also is described as having a form. What type of form? Purushavidha. Just like a human body. So what are the limbs? But even though it is Purushavidha, it is not a head, it is not the hands, it is not the middle part, it is not the legs, but it consists of something most wonderful. Anandamaya kosha, not anandam. That we will come later on. So here goes the description of this Purushavidha. Tasmadva etasmat vijnanamayat. Therefore, something other than this Vijnanamaya kosha, anyaha, different, but it is not standing outside. It is antaraha. It is within the Vijnanamaya. If this Vijnanamaya depends upon it, if that Anandamaya were not to be there, Vijnanamaya will not function at all. So that is called Anandamaya Atma. Atma here means, remember, my identity. I am the Anandamaya Kosha. Like, naturally, without effort, I am the Annamaya Kosha. And with effort, I become Pranamaya Kosha. Even more effort, Manomaya Kosha. Even more effort, Vijnanamaya Kosha. Effort should be there. Sava Esha Purusha Vidhaiva. Sa means this Anandamaya Kosha va. Esha Purusha Vidhaiva. Its form also is just like a human being, Purushavidha. But how? Tasya Purushavidhatam. This is meant for the contemplation of one who wants to become identified with this Anandamaya Kosha. Contemplate him, thinking of him only for contemplation. Imagine like a human being. Anvayam Purushavidha. Anvayam means follow the footsteps which you have already followed in the case of Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya. Apply the same thing. Anvayam means following the earlier model, Purushavida like. And what is the description of the five limbs? Tasya priyameva shiraha, modaha dakshina pakshaha, pramoda uttara pakshaha, ananda atma, brahma puchyam pratishtha, tena esha purnaha. So, tasmadva etasmad vijnanamayat, anyuantara atma, anandamayaha. Verily, different from this vijnanamaya, which consists of the essence of the intellect, but interior to it, within it, is another self, which consists of bliss, which is made up of bliss, whose very essence is that of bliss. By this, means by this anandamaya kosha, a former, that means the vijnanamaya kosha, is filled. Vijnanamaya kosha is the outer vessel, and what is contained in the vijnanamaya is this anandamaya. Sava esha purushavidha eva, tasya purushavidhatam, anvayam purushavidhaha. This anandamaya kosha too has the shape of a man, like the human shape of the former. That means manomaya kosha, a vijnanamaya kosha, which is following the manomaya kosha model, which is following the pranamaya kosha model, and which is following the annamaya kosha model. And annamaya kosha is not following any model because that is its identity. And what is it? Tasya, this anandamaya koshasya, priyameva siraha. What is it said? Priya. Modaha dakshinaha pakshaha. What is the right sided wing or right hand? It is called modaha. First priya, then moda. Then what is the left wing or left hand? Pramodaha. And what is that middle part which really is keeping up the whole body intact? What supports the legs is the middle part. If the middle part collapses, if somebody's back is broken, what can he may have? An athlete's legs. What is he going to do? Nothing is going to happen. That which supports the whole body is called the middle part. And herein, the middle part is called ananda. Ananda. Brahma puchyam pratishtha. And what is the ananda made up of? Brahma. So it has got the legs or the tail of a bird, imagery of a bird or imagery of the human being, Brahma. Here Brahma means Brahman, Parabrahman. So Priya, Modaha, Pramodaha, these three are part of the kosha, Anandamaya kosha. Once we transcend these three, Priya, Moda and Pramoda, we come to that which is called Ananda. And that Ananda is not part of the Anandamaya kosha, but it is not even Anandamaya, but it is Ananda, which is Brahman. So Ananda Atma, Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha, have to be separated, and they are the descriptions of the Supreme Brahman. Until that, it is the description of the kosha. As I said, kosha means a sheath, a covering. A covering is always different from the covered, that which is covered. So this person, we are covered with this dress. So we are not the dress, but we are covered by the dress. A sword is safely kept within the scabbard. The scabbard, you don't take a scabbard and go on fighting with people. It is only the sword. But to keep that sword from being rusted, from being injured, etc. And also, so that it will not injure. If you go on wearing a sharp knife on your body, it can injure at any moment. So, one day I was sleeping. Suddenly there was a sharp prick. I woke up with a startling. And then I found out there was a pin lying there. I opened some cover, some letter, which was covered with that. And I forgot to remove it. So it will be like that. But Ananda Atma Brahma Puchyam Pratishtha. So this is being translated. Joy Priyam is its head. Moda Delight is its right wing. Great Delight Pramoda is its left wing. These three consists of Anandamaya Kosha's nature. But who is making this Anandamaya Kosha filled with Ananda? Bliss is its trunk. Brahman is its tail. Tail means support. So, Ananda and Brahma to be separated in this Anandamaya Kosha is completely different. So, the limbs of the Anandamaya are not parts of a body, but different grades of experiential pleasure. Today's class, I will repeat what I told you. Sri Ramakrishna gives a beautiful analogy. In fact, two analogies. First analogy is, a person heard that some treasure was hidden in a box, in a particular place, and he came to know about it, and he had no doubt about it. Tasya Shraddha Eva Siraha. He knows. It is the information, knowledge came from a very reliable source which cannot be doubted. So, he went there with some implements. He started digging. And then he knows, I am going to get. He knows I am going to possess this treasure. That is called his first thing, Priyam. It is very dear. Because if we do not consider something as Priyam, as dear, we will not put forth any effort. So, he started digging and the iron rod, as it were, it suddenly made a metallic sound and then that became Pramoda. So, Moda. Priya became Moda. Means now he is convinced. Now, I have reached that box in which the treasure is there. So, he digs further and he takes out the box. Until now, it is only Moda. And then, he opens the box and it is filled with invaluable treasures. And now, he takes it in his hands. So, now, that is called Pramoda. This treasure is mine. Nobody can take it away. Such would be the condition of a person who worships Brahman with the help of this Anandamaya Kosha. He becomes the owner of indescribable, immeasurable bliss. But still, it is a kosha. Because this, where from it is being filled, like mother filling the plate of the child until the child's stomach is full, so it is the Ananda, Brahmananda, that fills. So, this is the brief description and why Anandamaya Kosha is also called a kosha, a limitation, not Brahman. These subjects we will discuss in our next class. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Muhur Muhuhu. May Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.